All right. Speaking of Ryan Murphy, as we talked about, or as I talked about at the beginning of the podcast, we're going to talk about limited series, and it wouldn't be a limited series race without a Ryan Murphy production. So what we're going to do is, like we've done for the past couple of weeks where we reviewed the comedy and the drama Emmy races, we're going to preview the limited series races and take the limited series race main series category, the TV movie category, and the acting categories to see, you know, who's in the running, who's in contention, who's going to be left out, who's going to surprise, and maybe even spot a winner or two. So you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. Starting with the limited series. So I do think, you know, I know it hasn't gotten quite as strong of a reaction as, or anywhere near the same reaction as People versus O.J. Simpson. I do think the assassination of Gianni Versace is a lock. I just don't see how they won't nominate it, you know. I think it. You guys agree?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think then, Looming Tower is too. Yeah. I don't know if you're going to say that. And the reason why I've been seeing a lot of ads for it, and I keep thinking it's got, first of all, it has, oh my God.
Jeff Daniels.
Yes. Who I'm still upset with that he won for The Newsroom. That with his little, when he did that little hoedown at the end of the season or the series. But I also feel like it just has, it's got that historical aspect. It's political. It deals with like the Twin Towers, and I just feel like it'll be in.
Yeah, I agree. I think it definitely has a lot of gravitas, and it's very highly rated. I think I just haven't heard much buzz about it. Yeah, me either. But also talking about along those same lines, Megan, you were a huge fan of Waco.
Yes. And I really think that Waco should be in here. I know that I'm probably one of the few people who was into it, but yeah. I thought it was just fantastic. What did you say? I'm sorry.
I was going to say, yeah, you think it should be, but do you think it will be?
I don't know. Well, I mean, so I see what people are predicting. And, like, I see American Vandal, wasn't there?
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like, I think Waco has a better shot than that. But I don't know. I don't think it'll get in over Gianni Versace or The Looming Tower. And we have to see how Howard's End starts last night. I don't know. I don't know how it'll be. Like, maybe because it's got such, I mean, it has like Michael Shannon in it. Everybody likes him. And Taylor Kitsch, I just feel like, I don't know, maybe people will give it a second shot, but I loved it. I thought it was great.
Just pausing for a second, can we please have a dramedy called Everybody Loves Michael Shannon?
Yes! he's just angry the whole time and like drinking. Did you see how he like drank at a bar on the Oscar night, like in Chicago? I just didn't even go. Like...
He's such a badass.
He was just drinking at a dive bar in Chicago. That's so badass.
I do like him. I'd probably pay to watch him just yelling at somebody for half an hour.
You have to like squint your face like it's like you just had a lemon and then you just start talking.
Looking at the, let's see what else. We've got a couple of things. So I do think Howard's End is, you know, just based on the early critical reaction, I do think Howard's End has a pretty good shot at getting in there.
I think so too.
And I think it's a good shot for its star to get in.
Haley Atwell.
Haley Atwell finally getting in for some Emmy consideration after being unjustly ignored for that Marvel Agent Carter series.
So also, so it could be like a Jeff Daniels versus Jeff Daniels showdown, because Godless could get in too. I thought that Godless might come. I mean, I thought it was. I didn't realize it was a limited series. Did you know that?
Yeah, because he was nominated at the Screen Actors Guild in the limited series category.
I didn't realize it was a limited series. I didn't know if they just placed it differently or like it might come back for a second season and they're just doing that. I didn't realize. This is my prediction, and I haven't watched Trust yet, but I don't think it's getting in at all. Maybe in some acting categories, but I don't think it's going to get in the main one. I have not heard anybody talk about it. Have you guys?
I don't know. I don't know anybody. I mean, this is because I haven't heard anybody talking about it in a positive way. Everyone that I've seen online or anyone that I've talked to is like, oh my God, I have seen so many fucking commercials for Trust. Like,
clearly we talked about the commercials because we did that reenactment of it in the one podcast. Yeah. But I feel like ever since then it started and now nothing. Like, and I have FX on a lot and I just feel like it's nothing, like gone. Yet. I'm like, is it still going on?
Yeah. It feels like the way that it was done, though, it felt so much like a TV movie to me.
Oh,
like,
really?
The way that they advertise it, because I saw so many commercials for it, like how we talked about, and it was always the same stuff. Because they were like hyping up the premiere, I never thought. I was like, "Oh, it's a show, okay, not just a TV
movie."
You're
right. Yeah.
Well, right now, you know, if you look at some of the other award sites that are out there, they're putting it in the drama series race. And I know we were, I think, back when we talked about it in the drama series, we were thinking it was this is what frustrates me when people can't decide if they, with publicists or whatever, you know, whoever makes these decisions can't decide whether one to put something in a drama series or a limited series race, and the Television Academy lets them get away with that. Like, this was always campaigned as a limited series. It was advertised as a limited series event. I could pull out ads from Entertainment Weekly that say limited series event. And I can say the same thing about The Alienist. And The Alienist is going in as a limited series, but it's also very possible that it has a second season because there is a second book that is done by Caleb, whatever his name is.
Caleb Carr.
Caleb Carr, yeah. So I don't know what to think about Trust. Honestly, I think the fact that even though it wasn't all that well received, it did get an Oscar nomination, but All the Money in the World, I feel like, stole its thunder.
Yeah.
So I don't know where they end up. Maybe Donald Sutherland gets in, but we can talk about that in a minute. But I don't think it gets in there. If it is a limited series, I don't think it gets in there for limited series. I definitely don't think it gets in there if it's a drama series. It's just, there's just no way. I suspect at the last minute they'll try to put in a limited series contention, and I think there's too many other things in here that will rank on top of it.
Yeah, I agree.
Probably. I don't know of anybody that really like wants to watch that. I mean, especially if like if you are going to think of people how they vote like in the nomination process, I can bet your sweet bippy that they're not going to be like, I'm going to put on Trust. I surely haven't heard of this story yet. People are going to be like,
bippy.
you bet your sweet bippy. But you know, like, they're not going to be like, they're going to you're totally right that All the Money in the World probably stole its thunder. Even if Danny Boyle directed the greatest thing in the whole world, I don't know.
Well, like, All the Money in the World was kind of a miracle that it got any love at the Oscars, period.
Yeah.
And so now this, for this to get in, like, a second story in the same year, practically, is kind of another miracle to get in at the Emmys. Unless it's really fucking good. But we don't know since we haven't watched it, so maybe I should give it a shot.
No, but the reviews haven't been really fucking good, so I think we can say that it's not really fucking good.
But the reviews for All the Money in the World weren't that great either.
And maybe the movie wasn't all that great either. I don't know. I didn't see that either. I just don't really care about the Hearst kidnapping.
I did. I really enjoyed it.
But anyway, I know that FX at one point was very big on it because they it didn't premiere until late March, and I've had the screener for it since Christmas Day, and I still haven't watched it.
Yeah, me too.
Sad. Anyway.
What about, speaking of screeners, what about Genius Picasso?
Yes, Joey. Do tell us about that.
Have you watched it yet, Joey?
No.
Okay.
All I know is that screener package was super handsome and fun.
Did you get one to your parents?
No, no. National Geographic doesn't talk to me.
Oh, why?
I don't know.
I don't think I've ever talked to them. So
yeah, I.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I'm never mind. I was just going to say something stupid and petty. So please interrupt me.
Okay. Well, I was going to say that Genius did get in for Outstanding Limited Series last year. So
right.
Maybe it'll get in again. And I actually think this season looks better than last season.
Yeah, me too. I mean, you have sexy Antonio Banderas in there, even though he's not sexy as Picasso. I mean, I'm down.
I think he's still sexy as Picasso.
I mean, he's always sexy. You could have a paper bag over his head and be like, that's Antonio Banderas. He's sexy.
Who's directing this, Joey?
Literally Ron Howard? Right now. Kenneth Biller.
He did the last three chapters of the Einstein. The first thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he did. Yeah, according to, let me see. Yeah, he did chapters 8, 9, and 10. Wait, no, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then this is executive producer credit. Sorry. He directed 8, 9, 10, and then he's doing chapter 1. But he also directed, like, Smallville, some Dark Angel, Star Trek, Voyager, Legends.
So Ron Howard isn't directing this.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if that would affect it. I don't know if people voted for the first season because it was a Ron Howard thing.
But it was the first season was developed by Kenneth Biller too. So.
Yeah, Ron Howard only directed the pilot.
Oh, okay. Is that the one they submitted?
I'm not sure. Perhaps.
I would think just on name alone, like, it's a recognizable franchise now. Right. And I don't know. I think that it could get in.
Yeah.
Well, looking at when this next potential entry came in, or when it premiered in the fall, I would have thought Top of the Lake China Girl would have been a lock. But the Golden Globes passed a lot of it by, and the Screen Actors Guild passed a lot of it by. I was very surprised by that.
Yeah, I don't think it happened so quickly that I think that if your show doesn't necessarily have a lot of fanfare, like, it's not going to be looked at as greatly as other stuff. I'm realizing that this field is a lot more crowded than I thought it was going to be when we were out to sit down and discuss this.
Have we talked about Twin Peaks yet?
No, I was going to bring that up sort of last because I really don't know what to think about it.
I still think that enough people are still talking about it as of right now. I mean, that could change. God only knows. But I feel like it's, at least as of right now, it's still in there.
I do, too.
Yeah, I think David Lynch certainly will get nominated for Best Director because he directed the entire thing. And I think people genuinely like him, and they want him to continue making art, wherever if it's on television, if it's on movies, you know, he doesn't like to make movies anymore because no one will finance his films. But, you know, I would think, given the Emmy history of the show, as well as, you know, just how buzzy it was last summer. I mean, it wasn't highly rated, but it was talked a lot about on Twitter, particularly when Twitter's favorite Laura Dern showed up, and then everybody went crazy. I think as time has passed, I remember a lot more about the things that I loved. It's kind of like you have 18 hours of material and maybe two of it made sense. And my memory has sort of cherry picked the things that I loved about it. And it still has stayed firmly in my memory, just thanks to those sort of 2 hours. And the other stuff that I didn't like quite as much is sort of fading away. And I'm wondering if other people aren't having that same experience and maybe would still vote for it. I think Kyle MacLachlan, David Lynch are probably locks. Series maybe on the fifth or sixth, sort of on the cusp of a nomination. Yeah. I know that Showtime is campaigning for it very hard.
If I had to pick five right now, I would pick Gianni Versace, Twin Peaks, The Looming Tower, Howard's End, and Genius.
Yeah. Tell us about The Alienist, Joey, because I know TNT is pushing really hard for that right now.
I'm honestly a little surprised that a lot of people are sleeping on that one, like just judging on the predictions that I'm seeing online. That thing, I really feel, is that thing is entertaining as hell. And I was not.
I need to start back into it. Then.
It's really like, I mean, when the investigation picks up, I think it's really, really good. I think that show is going to pick up a shit ton of nominations below the line. That is going to propel it to get, I don't know if it's going to get any acting nominations, which we can talk about in a little bit, but I think that is going to get in there because people are watching it and people love it. I saw like a commercial the other day that they're like 40 million viewers for The Alienist. Like they're like really pushing it hard. Like when I'm going to be talking to the production designer tomorrow and when I was doing some research on it, like they built everything. Like none of it is like, from what I understand, they built like 10 solid blocks of New York City from that time period in Budapest. Like, and it's down to the last detail with like, none of it is like CGI from what I understand. Like it's all practical sets like that. And the costumes, like everyone that I've talked to, cause I'm talking to a lot of Alienist people right now, like actors and talent, like everyone is raving about the crap with it. So I think personally in my predictions right now, I think The Alienist is in. So I would probably say Versace, Twin Peaks, Looming Tower, Howard's End, and I would say The Alienist. That thing is handsome as fuck.
Yeah, I think definitely you've probably got you both have the four right. And the last slot, you know, falls back and forth between The Alienist and Genius. Showtime also has a limited series called Patrick Melrose coming up, which stars Benedict Cumberbatch. That does not premiere until May, so we don't know too much about it. It is based on a book, series of books, and it's supposed to be funny, and it has a weird tone to it. So I'm really interested in seeing it. Plus, it premieres. It's one of the last things they'll see before the voting window ends, so that might help. So I don't know that it's in there yet, but I don't think it's something we can count out, particularly because it stars Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
I think American Vandal isn't in there. I mean, I don't care how highly some people rank it. It's not in there. Alias Grace, I don't think anybody remembers it. Mosaic, I think people, all they heard about that was the fact that you could download an app and find out who was the murderer. And I think people probably just got really confused. I've watched a couple of episodes of it, and you know, it's very Steven Soderberghy. It's got some good acting. Sharon Stone is actually quite good in it. Although I feel like she's in a different movie than everybody else. I don't know that it's strong enough to get in for best limited series. American Horror Story Cult, I think its biggest shots are actors. We'll talk about those. What else is on here? There's a Little Woman thing. We talked about The Terror.
Oh, yeah, I still need to watch that.
And nobody's going to vote for The Menendez Murders.
Oh, right.
Remember that shit.
That was horrible. Edie Falco. Oh, my God. But if you guys look at your top seven, what's missing from that list? I'll give you a hint. There's nothing there by HBO.
Oh, wow.
After Big Little Lies last year, there's nothing there by HBO. Their highest profile thing right now is Mosaic.
Wow, you're right.
They're fucking spent. They're like, oh, look at all these awards we won.
They're just gearing
can't
up
take
next
it
year.
Anymore.
Can't take it anymore. Someone else can have it this time.
They're gearing up for Big Little Lies season 2 as a limited series.
Oh, my God.
All right. So I think we all agree on, at right now, it's Versace, Twin Peaks, The Looming Tower, Howard's End. And then I'm with you, too. It's somewhere in between Genius and The Alienist. And what about The Sinner? Is that more of an actress play?
I think that's more of an actress play.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. We'll talk about her in a minute. TV movie. So there'll be an episode of Black Mirror. I can't tell you which one it will be, but I think it should be the USS one, the Star Trek
one.
That's the most fun.
I could see them doing that because it was the best one that was received, but I could also see them doing the last episode, what was called Black Museum.
Oh, yeah.
True.
Because they won't have to focus on that many people for acting nominations, and it's such a good way to cap off the series. But I assume that they would just do the first episode.
So, actually, we can get a look at maybe where some of this is going, if you give me just a second. The BAFTA TV nominations came out this past week, and Black Mirror was nominated quite a bit, along with The Crown. And I'm just trying to see which episodes they went for. Joe Cole, who was in Hang the DJ, was nominated for leading actor. Which one was that?
So charming.
He was. That was a cute one, even though I know that some people didn't like it.
Was that the dating one?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was good in that.
He's also on Peaky Blinders, I believe.
Yeah, I think you're right. Jimmy Simpson got in for supporting actor for USS Callister. And it looks like
split.
Hang the DJ was the singled out series entry.
Huh.
Maybe it's the most emotional one.
Most what?
Emotional. In a non sort of grimy way, like some of them
they
are.
They could do that one because it is. I assume we're going to talk about this in a second, but I mean, everything else is so serious, and that one's sort of like a crowd pleasing type one.
Yeah.
So it could
it's either that or USS Callister.
That's true, but I feel like maybe sometimes. I mean, USS Callister. I feel like maybe might turn people off from the Star Trek angle that it's in. Like, I could see people not being into that episode because of, like, the genre that it's, like, upending a little bit.
It's funny, the one that I always, like, think about a lot is Crocodile.
Oh, God. Even though
it initially wasn't my favorite one, and it's still not my favorite one, but I think about it a lot. About the one where she is able to use that machine to go back and see what other people have seen.
Yeah, it's just the ending. The ending.
Nice and disturbing.
Yeah.
I also, okay. And people should have seen it by now, but here, I also wondered, because wasn't there an animal in there? I thought she was going to kill the animal, too. So, so she couldn't put it on the animal, and the animal couldn't say, like, where's all this? Like, she's killing everybody.
All right, so there will be a Black Mirror entry. If it's Hang the DJ, if it's Crocodile, if it's Black Museum, if it's USS Callister, it'll be one of those. They will pick one, and they will campaign it. And people will nominate it because they like the Black Mirror. This is why I think this sort of doesn't belong there, because I don't think they're necessarily nominating that single entry. I know when we talked to some of our Emmy confidential people last year, they voted for Black Mirror, even though they didn't like the one that was nominated quite as much. But they voted for Black Mirror because they like the brand. And I don't think that's necessarily fair. You should vote for the movie itself.
Yeah, that's true.
anyway, Fahrenheit 451, I think, is probably a lock.
Yeah.
That's got Michael B. Jordan. Michael Shannon. Shannon. Squinting through the lemon.
Abyss. I don't know.
I'm not quite sure what you call it, but yeah, I like Abyss. That hasn't premiered yet, but all signs point to it being good. Ramin Barani directed it. Why do I know him?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe with that over Waco too. Like they'll just think, oh, well, we're not going to do Waco because we didn't like it, but we'll do Fahrenheit 451. Like just thinking about that.
Right. Ramin Barani was the guy that directed 99 Holmes. Also starring Michael Shannon.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is the Michael Shannon podcast.
We love Michael Shannon.
To be here.
Paterno, I think, gets in. I mean, I don't see how it's not. It's a Barry Levinson HBO movie. So.
Yeah, I agree.
So that's three. The tale is interesting because we don't know when it's actually going to premiere.
Is that the...
that's Laura the Laura Dern pickup from Sundance that most of the people on my Twitter feed were devastated that it wasn't going to be released as a film so that she could win an Oscar.
Oh, my gosh.
I've picked up lots of Laura Dern fans since talking to her for Big Little Lies. There's the Flint TV movie that premiered last October starring, I think, Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah, yeah.
Don't know about that one. Doesn't seem like that was too well received, and it was a Lifetime thing. So I feel like there's probably a Lifetime movie bias. Just my thought.
Yeah.
I mean, they did do... I feel like literally anything is possible in this category because that fucking Christmas Coat of Many Colors, Dolly Parton.
How dare you bring
that? Oh, shit. How dare you because you like it, or how dare you because that nomination made no sense?
How dare you because I just like anything Dolly Parton produces, and even if it's...
I love Dolly Parton too, but I mean, I have my limits.
I don't.
I want to say that I want... I think it's also a Lifetime movie, but I would sort of love it if Cocaine Godmother got in.
Is that Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Yeah. Yes. Just because called Cocaine Godmother.
And it would be funny if somebody announcing it like was a cokehead at some point. Like,
and they just start clapping, like, "Yeah!"
Like Charlie Sheen is like cocaine.
There's a TV movie that comes from Anna Deavere Smith called Notes from the Field.
Yes.
I feel like that's in, as well as she would be in for actress, just because of her reputation and the fact that it was a one-woman show.
Well, it didn't work for Nightingale.
I know. I just thought about
it
that.
It still hurts.
I know.
Yeah, it does.
But there's a lot of other things. This is probably an impossible category. But at this point, Black Mirror, Fahrenheit 451, Paterno, those are the locks. And then TBD on the other two. That's kind of where I'm landing. Maybe Notes from the Field, maybe, and depending on when the tale premieres, I mean, if that drops in the end of the season toward the end of May, I think that would be in there, certainly based on his reputation out of Sundance. Do you think politics can push Flint into the top five despite mediocre reviews?
Where was it? What channel was it on?
Lifetime.
Frankly, no.
Yeah.
Frankly, Coat of Many Colors.
But that was NBC.
I know.
What is Electric Dreams?
Isn't that Kirby Dick? Yeah, Philip K. Dick. What did I say? Kirby Dick. No, Kirby Dick. Kirby Dick. Kirby Dick's the documentary filmmaker of Philip K. Dick's Electric Dreams. It was, I think it's an Amazon show. Sci-fi. It's a sci-fi anthology series.
Yeah, but it's standalone episodes.
Yeah. Hmm.
I don't think that's in there. As that's like, not.
But I think it could get people to watch it, even though I don't think anybody is watching. I guess it has Bryan Cranston, Anna Paquin, Greg Kinnear, Janelle Monáe, Vera Farmiga.
Ooh.
I did not say that one for last because I knew you'd say ooh.
Okay. Let's move on to actress. You know, there are no strong actress. There are no dominating actress performances this year like there were last year. I mean, last year we had...
Everyone was like, ah!
Yeah, we had Nicole Kidman, we had Reese Witherspoon, we had Jessica Lange, we had Susan Sarandon. This year, the strongest performance in a limited series contender that I have seen would probably be Sarah Paulson from American Horror Story Cult.
She just screams the whole time.
Well, she screams really well, and she cries really well. She and does. If you criticize her... I'm not
criticizing her, but I'm just like, I'm wondering, I'm honestly saying as like someone who could be a dark horse, even though it's really shitty and nobody watched it, but how many Emmy nominations does Edie Falco have?
Oh yeah. It's possible. It's certainly possible. And if you watch the series, she's definitely the best thing in it. It's certainly not Heather Graham.
Aww.
I know. That was mean.
Even with that freaking ramen noodle wig she has on. She's 13. She has 13 nominations.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, she's going to get in over Queen Latifah from Flint or, you know... she'll get in over Sarah Paulson, I think, because I just don't, you know, people are probably Paulsoned out.
Yeah, I would agree.
Elizabeth Moss, Top of the Lake, China Girl. I would say she's in, even though she missed out at, didn't she miss out at SAG?
Yeah.
Yeah. But Jessica Biel is in the pole position right now.
What about Hayley Atwell?
I fucking love her.
Yeah, I think she will be in too. I just don't think that Howard's End hasn't had enough publicity, enough momentum yet. I think as it airs, you know, the unfortunate thing is she doesn't have a Golden Globes or SAG cycle to go through to where they can really promote her. But I do think, you know, it's only 4 episodes. I think people will watch it. And I think she'll probably be in there, too. I think it's her turn.
Yeah, me too.
Michelle Dockery was in Godless, although the a lot of the print campaigns won't tell you that, which is weird.
I wonder why.
Laura Dern would certainly be in the top 5 if the tale premieres within this
window. Laura Dern at every award show. Do it. The Dernaissance continues.
The Dernaissance. who else?
What?
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Huh?
Catherine Zeta-Jones, Cocaine Godmother.
I mean, I'm sure that a lot of people amazing. Do coke. That vote.
I think...
I would really... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think Sharon Stone is going to start doing a lot of press campaigning for Mosaic.
I saw someone put something on Twitter that I forgot. I love Sharon Stone. Like, I absolutely love her. I remember when she – this is a side story. I remember when she presented Best Foreign Language Film, and I believe the 1996 Academy Awards, maybe 1997, where she wore, like, a
the
purple –
Gap shirt.
No, it wasn't the Gap shirt. It was, like, 2 years after. She wore, like, a plain white – I think it was her husband's button-up shirt and, like, a purple, light purple,
yes,
like, pencil skirt. And she like – crossed the stage to different screens, and before she crossed to the microphone to like announce who the winner was, she just like looks at that camera with that 1990s beautiful Sharon Stone face, and she's like, "Hey Dad, how are you? Hope you're feeling better." I was like, "Yes, Sharon Stone, you can do whatever the fuck you want, whatever you want." So long story short, that rant meant that I want Sharon Stone to get nominated for Mosaic. Done.
There you go. Also from HBO is Anna Deavere Smith from Notes from the Field. And those are the main contenders, I think.
I think if anybody can get in from the aliens, not to bring up the aliens again, but I think it could be Dakota Fanning, because her storyline, she's the first female to work in like the police station in New York City. So she does face a lot of adversity from men. If we're just talking about stuff that's topical, there's like a scene in like episode 9 where this like pretty much disgraced cop like pushes her up against a door and basically tells her that he could rape her if he wanted to and he could get away with it. So like, I feel like if we're just talking politically, like what's relevant in the time now, and you might hear this in an interview that I do later, interview coming soon, that it might get brought up. So just throwing that out there.
It's a good point. Very good point. So let's see. So we think Jessica Biel will be in. True?
Yes. Yeah.
Jessica Biel. Elizabeth Moss?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's assume that the tail is not in there. Now, if it is, Laura Dern will definitely be in there, and she will win. But let's assume that it premieres in the next Emmy season, because I haven't heard anything about it coming out within the next month and a half, and I think that would be announced by now. Michelle Dockery, in or out?
I say out.
I say out as well.
Okay. So that's two. Edie Falco, I guess, would be probably in.
Sure. Yeah, I'm going to say Edie Falco.
13 nominations is a pretty big stat.
Yeah.
Haley Atwell.
Yeah.
For Howard Zinn. And then the fifth slot, Dakota Fanning, Catherine Zeta-Jones, or Sarah Paulson. Or Queen Latifah.
I think Dakota Fanning. I think Joey's right.
I'm going to stick with Dakota Fanning.
And they love her because she's, you know, she's been around a while.
Yeah.
Can you believe she's still only 24?
I know.
I know. That's insane.
She still can't rent a car by herself. Like, and she has, like, a SAG nomination at the age of 8 or something.
All right. Moving on to movie mini actor. This one is tight. There's a lot. There's at least 8 contenders that are very serious for 5 slots. Darren Criss, I think, is a slam dunk. We'll get nominated for sure.
Yes.
Al Pacino, I think he gets in for sure.
Yes.
I would like to think that Kyle MacLachlan was a slam dunk.
Oh, totally, yes.
Because he plays at least 4 parts and maybe more in Twin Peaks. There's a couple of things we haven't seen. So Michael B. Jordan, Fahrenheit 451, could be a contender. Benedict Cumberbatch.
Jeff Daniels.
Yeah, I was getting there. I was getting there.
Jeff motherfucking Daniels.
Patrick Melrose would have to be horrible for Benedict Cumberbatch to not get in.
That's true.
Antonio Banderas, I think, you know, he could get in for Picasso. Jeff Daniels for The Looming Tower, which means that our personal favorite performance, Joey, from American Horror Story Cult, is likely to not be nominated, and that is Evan Peters.
Oh.
He's so good. He's so terrifying.
He is amazing in that. It's probably one of the best non-Jessica Lange performances that there's ever been in the series.
It looks like Evan Peters is not going to make it. Then I would also like to throw in that probably he's not going to make it, but would love to see either Michael Shannon from Waco or Taylor Kitsch from Waco.
Yeah.
Because they're both fantastic in it.
You could also see John Legend here for Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, good call.
Though I don't think it's the strongest performance from the series or from the special.
I have opinions.
I know you do.
You do?
I don't. I do. I know. It's very shocking. I'm a very shy person.
I think the two leads for the Alienist are going to cancel each other out.
I think, I don't think that they would give it to, Daniel Brühl. I think they're both very internalized performances anyway. That I don't think that they're flashy enough to get in. I think the show is flashy and the show is very big and done very well, but I don't think the men, unfortunately, really stand a chance here.
This probably won't happen, but the Kevin Kline's performance from Present Laughter is eligible.
You know, I could even all of those. What was it? PBS went really hard with recorded live. I can't think what they are. You know what I mean? Like the presenting like Broadway falsettos on TV. They've done like I could probably write an entire thing about like how they could fill out the categories with the performers from these, because there was like 8 of them.
Wow.
Right. Which would not be fair.
Like the people from the musicals and everything would be eligible. Like people from Falsettos could be eligible. People from Indecent, the play, could be eligible, technically. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah. I feel like they're in the wrong category or something. It's great performances.
Unless they're going to do something with, I don't know, maybe it's just the great performances would be eligible for the pre-recorded variety special. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. I'll have to reach out to PBS to see what they're going to do about that. So Jesse Plemons was nominated for Black Mirror. No, I'm sorry. That was Jimmy.
Simpson,
yeah. But oddly enough, people aren't talking about him. All right, so we've got 3 locks. Kyle MacLachlan, Pacino, Darren Criss. Jeff Daniels, I think, is probably going to be a lock. Partially because he's got Godless, too, and because he is Jeff Daniels. And so that leaves number 5 between Michael B. Jordan, Benedict Cumberbatch, or Antonio Banderas. Tight category.
Yeah.
Antonio.
Anybody else you think would rise above those?
No.
All right. So we're running short on time. Let's very quickly go through supporting actress. Penelope Cruz, Gianni Versace. Yeah. Even though I don't think the role is as big as people will imagine it to be.
Yes, I agree.
But Penelope Cruz is on television.
Yeah. I think she just gets the movie star nomination. And she's good. She's really good.
She is really good, yeah.
I wanted a lot more of her from it.
But, me too.
But she does have that one episode where she, Gianni teaches her how to be a fashionista. And that is...
when she wears the dress.
Yeah, that's a great moment.
That's a great moment for her, too.
Are they campaigning Judith Light for a supporting actress?
Yes. Well, what else would they campaign her for?
It's either, like, supporting actress or...
There is no guest in the limited series.
Oh.
Like, I'm surprised... Like, I wonder what the parameters... is there a parameter to you get in since there is no guest category?
No, I mean, you can get in with just a few minutes of screen. I mean, she's in. There's no guarantee of screen time.
Oh,
Judith. I mean, I think she should get in. I mean, if I were, I would put her in over Penelope Cruz.
I don't know what you mean.
What did you say?
What was that? I said Judith Light should get in there before Penelope Cruz.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, I just literally said that too. okay, so So Nicole Kidman gets in for Top of the Lake.
Yes.
Oh, with her frickin' wig.
Yeah. Well, she's basically playing Jane Campion, right? A version of Jane Campion. I thought she was, because she looks like Jane Campion. Angela Lansbury is in Little Women.
She has never... Angela Lansbury has never won an Emmy.
Right? Oh, she's in.
She's never won a primetime Emmy. She's been She's been nominated 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. She's been nominated 14 times. She has never won an Emmy. No, I'm sorry, 18 times. She's been nominated 18 times, and she's never won a fucking Emmy.
So well,
she's
remember,
like the,
Susan Lucci.
She's the Susan Lucci.
Yeah, so she's not been nominated for a bazillion seasons of Murder, She Wrote. She was nominated for Guest, for Trial by Jury, Law and Order. She was nominated for, great performances for Tony Awards. I mean, like, come on. She doesn't have an Emmy.
The only thing I will remind you is that she got a lot of press this last year for saying that women had as much responsibility in the Harvey Weinstein thing than he did.
Oh, God.
Remember that?
Yeah, that's
I forgot all about it. Yeah, that's not good. Calm down, Angie.
But here's what I'm wondering. Are there more people in the Academy who maybe feel that way than we think, and we'll just vote?
Oh, God, I hope not.
You don't know. I mean, a lot of them.
You don't know.
Tony Robbins, like, a lot of people out there seem to have different ideals, so I'm just wondering. It might not have any effect on it.
We'll see.
Who knows?
You have two performances from Twin Peaks in the supporting actress race that I think are in contention. One is Laura Dern, and that I think is the higher profile performance. The interesting thing here is I am going to give you guys a little bit of gossip. I don't know that I'm supposed to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway.
I don't like gossip.
Showtime isn't going to campaign Laura Dern for Twin Peaks.
Oh, why?
Because they consider her HBO property.
What?
Whoa. How do you know this?
What do you mean?
Because I have contacts at Showtime, and we will just leave it there.
Are you allowed to say this?
I don't think I am. So.
What do you mean? Well, what do you mean? HBO property, like how she is studios used to own movie stars.
No, she is so closely aligned with HBO Films. Like, you know, she had that series a couple of years ago that was brilliant that she won a Golden Globe for. Enlightened. Yeah, Enlightened.
You don't say that series when referring to Enlightened. You say that title proudly, sir.
Well, I couldn't remember the name immediately, and then of course she won for Big Little Lies, and then they've picked up the tale. Showtime
and she was in the Florida recount one.
Yes, exactly, which she was also Emmy nominated for. Showtime isn't going to spend money campaigning somebody who doesn't necessarily do their stuff. That's what I've been told by someone who will know. So, so we'll see. But I mean, when you think of Twin Peaks, you think of David Lynch, you think of Kyle MacLachlan, and you think of Laura Dern.
Yes.
Because her kind of wig and stuff, that's sort of become iconic. But no, Naomi Watts is also excellent in it. So those are the two performances I would put up there. Just moving us forward, just in the interest of time, Riley Keough, Kathy Baker, and Paterno, I don't think either has enough screen time or is good enough to get in. It's really the Pacino show. I mean, I don't mean that to be cruel.
No, it's just the way you said it.
I know. It is what about, always in the way I say it.
What about Regina King for 7 Seconds? Anyone? Did anybody watch that? Because I didn't.
No. Why is that not a lead performance, though?
Oh, really? Oh, okay. The one I'm looking at.
I'm just curious as to why they're not considering it a lead, because all the ads, it looked like it was her story.
I think when I watched the first, because I got distracted. Imagine me get distracted. I think she was the aunt character, so I wasn't sure if that meant anything.
Okay. Ellen Burstyn is in the tale, so if that appears, then she will be nominated. Julia Ormond in Howard's End.
Oh.
Yeah. Tracy Ullman's in Howard's End too, isn't it?
Yes, she is.
Couldn't these categories be packed with people from, like, Little Women and Howard's End?
Yep.
I mean, it won't.
Oh, yeah.
All All right. And then there are a bunch of women from American Horror Story Cult, none of which I think will get in.
Yeah.
So, am I missing anybody else? Jennifer Jason Leigh is in Patrick Melrose.
Yeah, I was thinking that too, but then I thought that depends on, like, how that shakes.
Again, I don't know the size of the role. I don't know. Because she'll be great, I'm sure. So right now, we're looking at Penelope Cruz, Nicole Kidman, and then I think Laura Dern will still get in, despite Showtime being curmudgeonly there. Judith White, I would love to see get in. And it's either between Angela Lansbury or Julia Ormond, I would think, for Howard Dent.
I'm still going with Angela Lansbury.
Okay.
I think I am too, yeah.
All right. Let's close this out with supporting actor. So here, in the site that I'm looking at, the number one slot has Edgar Ramirez from Versace. I'm not
100% agree.
You would 100% agree?
Yeah, I think he's great in it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a supporting performance, so yeah. I would think he's in the top five, for sure.
Yeah, I think he's a lock, I guess, is what I'm saying.
And I don't think that even if you would think or logic thinks that he wouldn't get in because he doesn't have a flashy part, I mean, it's a Ryan Murphy show, so I just imagine they're just like, Emmys, just throw it at him.
Yeah. Apparently, The Looming Tower has, like, 8 great supporting performances from men. But Michael Stuhlbarg, Peter Sarsgaard seem to be the two. But Bill Camp, last year's surprise nominee from The Night Of, is also in it.
Oh.
So one of those three will get in, or maybe more. But Michael Shannon from Fahrenheit 451. I mean, it's Michael Shannon.
Everybody loves Michael Shannon.
And apparently Netflix is campaigning Jeff Daniels as a supporting actor for Godless. So he will get 2 nominations.
Oh, Jeff.
I don't think Ricky Martin gets in for Versace.
No, I know he campaigned to be in it, but I kind of wanted to be like, why? Like, your character doesn't get much to do. I was hoping this was like Ricky Martin's breakthrough, and I'm like, it's 2000 all over again. Everybody's wearing tight shirts. But no. Sorry, Ricky Martin.
A couple of things that I would like to see get in there. Robert Forster is fantastic in Twin Peaks. And Brandon Victor Dixon from Jesus Christ Superstar.
Get ready for that FYC piece from me. And I'm probably going to get prepared to get hit with a restraining order from his people.
And I would love to see, and I never believed that I would have said this, but some of the guys from Versace to get in here. Like
Cody Fern. Finn
Wittrock. And who?
Cody Fern.
Cody Fern. Oh, yeah, yeah. He was
so
great.
So good.
Too. Yeah. But I think if... it's got to be as good as O.J. Simpson to get in with that many supporting nominees, and I just don't think it is.
Well, also, O.J. Simpson, if we're just talking comparing stats with nominations, that movie, that limited series was stacked with stars.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, this one has stars, but I mean, like, every single effing person in it. I mean, good God.
Yeah. So, we're running short on time, so I'm just going to say Edgar Ramirez gets in, Michael Shannon gets in, probably someone from the Looming Tower. Jeff Daniels, I think,
gets in. Let's each pick someone different.
Okay, I'm going with Michael Stuhlbarg.
I'll go with Peter Sarsgaard.
And I'll go with Bill Camp.
I guess I made that easy for me. You had to pick one.
And I'd really like to see Brandon Victor Dixon get in there.
Maybe it can happen.
I would like to think so. I mean,
have you ever
nominated
any of that?
No.
I'm going to make you watch part of it.
Okay.
It's like 5 minutes.
So, Joey, correct me if I'm wrong, but no one's ever been nominated for a performing Emmy from one of these live specials?
Nope.
Yeah, I think His is...
What are you talking about? Freaking
don't
Julianne
be mean.
Hough got in. What do you mean?
Oh yeah, I thought you were gonna say Awesome Williams.
Oh, Julianne Hough. Oh.
All right. So that's our breakdown of the limited series races.